Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Katisa, we just giving God praise today. We are glorifying His holy name. Today is the day of salvation. We bless the name of the Lord. Our scripture is coming from Romans chapter 6. This week we know we are celebrating and commemorating the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, but more than that, His resurrection. Amen. And so we're coming out of Romans 6. That says to us, amen, we start at verse 5, if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Verse 7, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. Verse 10, the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. And so verse 11, in the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. And that's how we count ourselves today. That's why we celebrate the resurrection. That's why we commemorate with the communion, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember his body broken for us, his blood shed for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, it is a time that we just lift up and magnify our Father God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, him that's sending us the Holy Spirit, amen, as a deposit of our inheritance to come. Truly, we are a blessed people. Glory be unto God. So we are going to God in prayer. Amen. And let us agree with one another. Where two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ in the midst. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bow before your throne of grace and mercy. We come to you in our time of need. We need you, Father God, all day, all the time, Father God, for you are our very life. And it's because you sent your son Jesus to die for our sins, and that we will have reconciliation and justification by his resurrection. And that is the power to those who believe. And God, I thank you. You filled all your believers with your power. Amen. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but it is a matter of power. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, confirm your word, confirm this gospel by every true believer in Christ with signs, miracles, and wonders, as you have said, hallelujah, to take place. God, we pray for those who are lost and who are yet to know Jesus. They're in darkness. God, they're in the valley of decision. They need to come to the light of Jesus Christ. We lift up Jesus so that all men will be drawn unto him. You, Father, draw them so they can be saved. It's your will no one to perish, but all to come to repentance. That is your will. God, we pray as you send forth laborers into the harvest. We pray for the laborers already there, missionaries all over the world. Amen. All over Africa, Grace Point Ministries, Asia, Gospel of Asia. God, the North America, South America, Europe, all over, God, the world. God, we thank you for your people. You strengthen them. You give them encouragement. You give them the endurance, the perseverance. God, you said that we would reap a harvest if we would not give up. We believe that. We believe that every deed prompted by faith will come into fruition, and it's for your glory, and it is for your praise. God, hallelujah, we give you the highest praise. Father God, we pray for the body of Christ and those who may be sick in body, God, you heal mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. You are healed by the wounds of Jesus. We're healed. Raise up those who are off their sick bed. Raise up those with cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. God, whatever the illness or the ailment, you're able, God. Your arm is not too short to save. Nothing is too hard for you, and there is none like you, our God. God, we trust in you. We, your saints, trust in you with all our heart and lead not to our own understanding. All our ways we acknowledge you. You shall direct our paths. Oh, God, we praise you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Father God, that you rescue us from all our troubles. Hallelujah. No good thing will you withhold from those who walk upright before you, who fear you, O God. So many of your promises we stand on today because we know that you're not a man that you should lie. You're not the son of man you should repent. We pray for the persecuted church today all over the world, God, that they will persevere. They face death. They face loss. They face different things. But, God, I thank you that laid up for all of us is a crown of righteousness, a crown of life. We stand firm to the end. Hallelujah. We thank you. You never leave us nor forsake us. You're with us always, even unto the end of the age. You help us to spread this good news of the gospel, this great message. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. We pray for the kings. We pray for the presidents, President Barack Obama. We pray, God, for those in charge of the nation, prime ministers, because you said we pray for them that we will live a peaceful and godly life in holiness. Hallelujah. We will find favor with them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you've allowed us by the power of your Holy Spirit to walk upright before you, O God. and that there's work planned for us long ago, work planned for us to do. And God, let us do it unto your glory. Hallelujah, unto your praise. God, we thank you right now, Father God, and we pray for our children and we pray for our youth. God, you said that you will show your righteousness to our children and their children. Hallelujah, God, that you, God, will help us to raise them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, and we'll train them up in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. God, I praise you and I thank you. You are hearing our prayers. You are mighty God. Hallelujah. There is none like you. I say it again. God, I thank you for this revival, the revival of repentance, of changing from going the wrong direction into turning toward you and forsaking all idolatry and everything that is abomination unto you. Oh, God, that you will be pleased and you will be uplifted and you will be made the priority. God, you help us where we need help. And I thank you, God. I bless your holy name. God, I thank you that, God, that we are called, we are blessed to be called your children, children of the Most High God. You are our God. You are our Father because of our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by your grace. Oh, God, it's by your grace and your mercy. It's nothing we can boast in. But we boast in you. He said, let those who boast, let them boast that we know you, Most High God. God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. All of Israel shall be saved. All of Israel shall be saved. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you in Jesus' name. I give you praise and I give you glory. Amen. Amen, saints of God. We give God the glory. We give God the praise. He is a prayer-answering God. Our prayers are not in vain. Oh, no. Our prayers are not in vain. When we look to the scripture, we look to the book of Revelation, it tells us that the angels are offering up the prayers of the saints with the incense on the golden altar. And they're going into the nostrils of God as a sweet-smelling incense and savor. And so we press on knowing that God goes before us, that God removes the obstacles out of the way of his people, and he destroys the plans of the evil and the wicked. Amen. So that his gospel will triumph. I thank God for you. I praise God for you that you join us. Keep us all in prayer. Pray for me, as we always say, and I pray for you. Go with God. Join us in the morning. Receive the word. Amen.